It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barich. He's Michael Feldman. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. Now, Mike, listen, we have some topics in front of us here, but we've been arguing all week about something that we need to share with our listeners, and it was actually about the controversial topic last week about Santa Claus.
All right.
Is he real?
Yep.
You said no. I said yes,
right.
And you seem to not be able to accept my answer that Santa Claus is real. Well, why is that?
Well, God, do we have to do this again?
We all do, right. Yes.
All right, fine.
I think it's important we get this out
right.
in the open so that it doesn't fester.
Okay, very good. Okay, we just promise one thing?
What?
That we'll go over all the topics that we have?
Well, it depends how long we go.
All right,
go.
Fine.
I mean, it's the best 10-minute podcast
Claus,
in America.
Santa Claus is... Okay, Santa Claus is totally implausible, okay?
What?
All right.
Okay.
Well, God, this is going to kill a topic. All right, listen.
Mom, just go. All
right, dude, okay. How long has he been doing this?
For hundreds of years.
Okay. Is he human, supposedly?
Well, maybe, perhaps, I guess. He looks human.
He has elves.
Okay.
Find me an elf.
But they're magical.
Okay, fine.
They're magical.
Oh, this is helping with the plausibility. Okay. All right, let's see. A sleigh... carried by reindeer through the sky to every single person that's Christian in North, well, I mean, all over the world, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In one night.
All the kids in one night.
In one night.
On a sleigh.
Going down the chimney.
Going.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think that the way that we depict Santa Claus, like having trouble going through the chimney, is accurate?
Having trouble with it?
Yeah.
I never saw Santa Claus having trouble going through the chimney.
Or not trouble, but you know, like taking time and like putting all the presents down and then leaving out like the front door.
But think of the time zones. You know, if you
it's like it takes 5 minutes a house.
But you know what?
Yeah.
But like you said,
yeah.
He has elves.
Okay.
So I mean, I think he has elves, and I'm sure they organize the presents in a good fashion where you can kind of grab them off the sleigh real quick. And also, if you're Santa Claus, you've been doing this for a while. Okay. You have a system down. I think he just in and out grabs a cookie, grabs the milk, writes a quick note, and he's off. I think he can pull it off.
Okay.
I see Santa Claus. And you know what? I actually met Santa Claus.
In a mall?
Yes, it happened to be in a mall.
He was
doing a public appearance.
Wow.
You know, and it was really cool.
Yeah.
He had an Irish accent. And I never realized that Santa Claus had an Irish accent. And once you be merry for Christmas, me laddie, it was just really, really cool. It was just a really nice guy.
How old are you now?
But you know, that's not important. The point is, I'm 29.
Okay.
I'm 29 and I believe in Santa Claus. Is that so terrible?
No.
I'm just, you know, is that so wrong?
No.
That I think
I'm
that
just,
there is
was,
possible.
Actually, I was just asking how old you were.
Okay, yeah.
I was curious.
Curiosity. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Because I'm already done with this topic.
You're done with this
topic? Yeah.
Well, fine. You know what?
What?
You know,
what?
I'm just saying.
What?
You know what?
Yeah.
What gets me
yeah.
is that you're. You have no soul. You're Jade. It hurts.
I have no soul.
For someone who went to a liberal arts college,
God.
Who made, well, okay, you didn't major in drama since Sarah Lawrence had no majors, but who studied the arts, to say that Santa Claus doesn't exist, to have such a be so close-minded, have a narrow focus, it worries me. It worries me because, you know, here's the thing, Mike.
Okay.
You are the future.
Okay.
People like you in their mid-20s
right.
who are, you know, because I'm almost 30.
Okay.
So my time
you're
is
a,
done.
You're done.
I'm getting married, you know, pretty soon.
Right.
So, life is...
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You much.
Yeah.
You know, we'll decide by the end of the podcast whether you're still coming to the wedding. I have nothing left. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done. I mean, it's over for me.
You know what?
You guys still have time.
All right. You know what? I'll say this. Okay, and then we're done.
Okay.
Okay. Then it's over.
Okay.
Okay. I think Santa Claus is a myth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. However,
mm-hmm.
I am open to someone proving me wrong.
Okay.
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 So that's what I have to
okay.
say to that. Is that you know what? If you can prove me wrong,
mm-hmm.
I'll believe in Santa Claus.
Can I ask
I'd
you,
be happy to.
Can I ask you just a random question?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Does the girl you like believe in Santa Claus?
Not that I know of.
Okay, see, this is, I'm just throwing out a theory.
Okay.
Throw out a theory.
Sure.
You just tell me, you know, I'm just going to throw it out there.
Okay.
Maybe the listeners can chime in.
Okay.
That, because it sounds weird to me, having worked with you these many weeks, you
yes.
know, on the podcast, that you just all of a sudden say, oh, no, Santa Claus isn't real. He's not real, does
okay.
not exist. And ever since, You've been hanging out with this girl you like, who happens not to believe in Santa Claus.
Oh my God!
Now you start tripping that Santa Claus does not exist.
Oh,
you know, if she says it, he doesn't exist.
Oh,
then he doesn't exist. I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm just saying, I don't know if she thinks it or not.
You should ask her.
I will,
because I think that she's given you the Santa Claus does not exist vibe, and you are taking that vibe because you like her and you want her, you know, to like you too. And I understand. I used to be single. Okay, I've been there. I know what you're going through. I get it. I get you. I feel your pain. But you are trying to portray something that she thinks she wants to hear.
Okay.
This is a theory I just came up with. I wonder, is this you talking, or is this you trying to impress somebody else? Do you realize we've talked about this for 6 minutes?
You know, I think maybe, Nevin, I could be crazy. Do you want to restart?
No!
No?
This is great!
You sure?
I'm positive.
All right.
This is fantastic.
Okay.
I love this.
Okay.
Do you not love it?
I know. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Well, I probably should tell you why on the air. And, and here we go.
Uh-huh, right.
So, okay, keep talking. All right, I'll keep talking. I believe we're... Anyways, not sure exactly what we're doing. Hey, it's Ramona. And hey, we've got guests right here.
Hello, amazing.
Everybody.
I love doing live shows.
Excellent.
On Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. My lovely fiance Ramona, my lovely mother Joyce from Brooklyn. See, people do actually come from Brooklyn. They eat the pizza.
Did I ever say that people didn't come from Brooklyn?
Well, you know what? Did the girl you like ever say it? Because if she said it, then I guarantee that you're going to start saying it too. I'm just saying that all of a sudden, ever since, you know, you have all these opinions, and I didn't come out left field. You know what? The last couple of podcasts, we've been arguing. And that's never happened before.
Are you claiming that Betty's coming between us?
She might be. And I never even met her. And it hurts. And I feel slighted.
Okay.
We can't even get to our topics that we had planned.
Yeah, I wonder why
because all of a sudden you don't have time for me anymore. And it's ridiculous. And it hurts.
I think you... Who brought up the Is Santa Claus Real argument
because you kept arguing with me about it all week. You looked at me every day.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Do you really think Santa Claus is real? And yes, I said yes, I think he's real. Is that so terrible?
I'd like to note that your mother is sitting down on the floor waiting for her turn to get on the mic.
You don't know. Do you want to say that? You know, no, Mom's saying she.
Okay.
You scared her off.
We have been doing this for 8 minutes.
You scared her off.
We have guests.
It's ridiculous.
What is wrong with you?
Unbelievable.
Oh my God.
I can't believe.
All right, guys.
Podcast time. This is my God.
Are we just going to... we're even skipping all of the topics.
No, just for this. Because it's important. It's important. Fine. You want to do one of the New Year's topics?
Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay. The show is going to be about New Year's, okay? So we're going to go through this, you know, real quick. So honestly, they're all the same thing. I personally think New Year's is a stupid holiday.
Okay.
My lovely fiance is right here. I know she completely disagrees with me. She loves New Year's.
Okay.
She loves the crowd. She loves doing the whole kiss at midnight thing, which is fine, except when you're surrounded by 80,000 people. Call me crazy.
Okay.
I think it's a little impersonal.
All right, are we going to let her talk about this?
Okay, you want to talk? Say a couple things about New Year's and why you like it.
Okay, I think I more like the idea of New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
I've always felt like there were these people out there that have these great New Year's parties. And maybe for a few years I thought that they were out there and they were all having this great time, but they just weren't inviting me.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I think that after 3 or 4 years of really trying to go out and find these fun, really, you know, great New Year's parties where everyone drinks champagne and kisses at midnight and we have these great parties where everyone has all this great time, now I think that maybe that they're not inviting me, but they're not there and everyone just has a crappy time on New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
And any other indication is just completely wrong.
So it's been your experience that these great parties really don't exist.
Yeah, I think that they don't exist. I think that maybe once or twice in your lifetime, you might find yourself at something that would be called a fun New Year's party.
True.
But generally speaking, it is more a myth than reality.
I completely agree.
Well,
you finally agree on something because the girl you like probably hasn't said anything about it yet, but give it a week or two. You know, who knows?
Wow.
But the thing is...
There is something pathologically wrong with you about this.
Oh, see? You see how he's treating me?
I think that Nevin might be jealous.
I know.
I think Nevin is worried. worried that you might change.
You know, I feel like I'm being pushed out.
I have never
my
heard,
own show.
Nevin, I've never heard you get to that decibel level before. That's exciting.
I'm just, you know what?
Nevin.
Well, you know, you hit a nerve. That's all I'm saying.
I can tell.
You hit a nerve.
Okay. So we did New Year's as a stupid holiday. We also have a thing about everything being crowded at New Year's.
Which is what we were talking about.
Right, and we're done with that. New Year's resolution.
New Year's resolution. The stupidest thing on earth. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we are not going to give our resolutions here.
Please. Everyone's, oh, you know, I'm going to make a New Year's resolution, which no one ever sticks to. Ever. I cannot think of one person who stuck to a New Year's resolution. Not once, not ever. Doesn't matter who. Man, woman, child. Pick a location, pick a religion, pick a race, pick a species. No one ever came up with a resolution.
That's true. I don't think giraffes typically follow up on the news.
I don't think they do.
That was hard hitting. That was good.
You know, that's my thinking. We always encourage letters from our listeners. And you can write us in a couple of ways. Leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com or send us an email to mikeandnev@yahoo.com. This week's letter comes from Sandy Lynn. I love that name. Sandy Lynn in Arkansas.
That's one word.
See, it is one word. And she spells Sandy with an I, which is very California.
Are you sure she's from Arkansas?
She said she's from Arkansas. Right. Sandy's from Arkansas.
She says from Arkansas, but do we know if she actually is from Arkansas or if she just moved there?
That's a good point.
Good question. Excellent point. You know, it's good. We don't know.
I'm so glad we have your fiance.
It helps give that perspective really that we don't always come up with. But Sandy Lynn was listening to last week's podcast about Christmas, and we were talking about mistletoe.
Right.
Does it really exist? Because we had never seen it, but apparently Sandy Lynn has, and she writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, mistletoe has been a holiday tradition in our family for as long as I can remember. I remember it when I was very little. Papa and Mama and anyone who came to the house would swoop us, my brother and sister too, swoop us up and twirl us around and kiss us half to death under the mistletoe. When I married, we carried on the tradition, and now my kids do too. It's great fun, and especially romantic in your teen years, when your parents actually encourage your boyfriends to kiss you." And that's from Sandy Lynn in Arkansas.
Wow.
Well, first, Mike, I think we've answered the question, is she from Arkansas? Does she live in Arkansas? Because she called her parents Mama and Papa.
That answers that question right there.
So she's not from California.
Hey, we agree on something.
There you go. Okay,
wow,
good.
Nice.
I think we're finally starting to patch things up. See, we have to work through our differences sometimes. Talk it out. You know, get through the bad times so we can move forward from a stronger place.
Okay.
Am I making you uncomfortable?
Sure. Okay.
I'm detecting a lot of man love in the room right now.
it is the end of the year.
It's true.
You know, we have to let bygones be bygones.
Exactly.
If you are listening to this at about midnight, I will tell you that there was a moment right there where Mike looked into Nev's eyes right there.
It was nice.
And then, no, nothing happened. Just kidding.
No, it was a moment.
It was a moment there.
You may have been able to hear the twinkle.
There was a twinkle in our eyes. That's true.
That was true.
I'm glad I was here to break it up.
That's good.
Otherwise, this would have been a much longer podcast.
Exactly.
Possibly. Yes.
Well, what scares me about Sandy Lynn's letter is that, you know, she is really, her parents were all like, "Yeah, kiss your boyfriend on the mistletoe." That's just weird.
Yeah, that's wrong.
And it feels forced.
Horrible.
I mean, a mistletoe, to me, according to the movies, it just has to happen. You can't force mistletoe. But apparently, like Sandy Lynn, they're, you know, putting all their kids up in front of the mistletoe. And they're saying, "Kiss me, kiss her, kiss him, kiss it." And it's just,
how would you like to be her boyfriend?
No.
You know, like, how
really
weird would that be?
No.
Right? It would just be horrible.
I'd be scared.
Right.
I think if there was music playing and, like, a nice Christmas carol or something like that, it might work.
And some eggnog, you know, going.
But it can't be forced. That's my point. It cannot. You can't force those things.
That's true, Nevin.
You know, you can't force mistletoe. You can't force mistletoe. It has to either be or not be. That's the question.
We have truly patched things up.
We really have.
This is great.
All right.
You know what? This is the way to go out. This is the way to end this year.
Why can't we be friends?
All right. Okay, everybody. We are going to end this podcast right now. All right. Let Nevin take it out.
That's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Hope you enjoyed the rest of 2008. We'll be back in 2009 with all new episodes for Mike Pathological Liar Feldman. I'm Nevin Barrage. Is it Things That Matter?